Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weekly Consumer Podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Let's jump right in by talking about your property taxes. Do you know that you might actually owe less in property taxes this year than you paid last year? But there's a catch. You have to ask. Here's the deal. If your property value falls below your buying price, so if you bought it for $500,000 and your home is now only worth $400,000, which has happened a great deal around the Bay Area, well, then you don't have to pay property tax on that sales price of $500,000, but rather only on $400,000. The catch is you have to go to the county, file paperwork, and tell them about it. It's very easy. It is free, but you have to take that initial step. Well, there are some companies out there that will take that step for you. And so the County of Santa Clara's Office of the District Attorney is issuing a warning. They're telling consumers, beware of private companies charging you to file requests for a reduction in assessed values. In a press release issued by the DA's office, it said that these offers can be confused with official government documents, and you can be charged a substantial fee to file a Proposition 8 assessment reduction request. Now, I've seen this paperwork. They come through the mail. It looks official. They ask you for $30, $50, whatever they think they can get out of you, when in fact, you could simply call the county and ask them to get your Prop 8 decline in value request form. Do it yourself. If you bought your house since 2005, maybe even 2004, depending upon where you live, or after that, there's a good possibility you could pay less in taxes. A good idea is to go on to Zillow, that's Zillow.com. Check out what Zillow says the value of your home may be. Now, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it's a good starting point. And you may be able to pay less in taxes. It's worth checking into, that's for sure. Now let's talk about those best if used by dates that you see on groceries. Recently, here at 7 on Your Side, we were investigating a woman's complaint about some diet food she had bought that appeared to be out of date. Well, that got us wondering about the whole best if used by dates altogether. And so we talked to a food and safety expert. His name was Lawrence Pong, and he says it's an arbitrary date put on food by the food processors. Pong says the dates have more to do with quality of the food. Therefore, the older it gets, the less well it may taste, but that it has nothing to do with safety. He actually says that some of the packaged food we have can be well over a decade old, and it is still good to eat. He says older food probably won't taste as good, but he says it won't make you sick either. Cell phone early termination fees are being debated, and get this, they're being debated in Washington, D.C. Absolutely amazing this week. The Federal Communications Commission has been taking a lot of heat about these. You sign up for a new phone contract. Often you get a free phone with it, but in order to get that free phone, you sign up for 2 years of service, right? We've all been there. And then you don't like the service because you move to a different house or you have a different office or you just think they're lousy. Well, right now, most of the cell phone companies working in the Bay Area will allow you to use your phone anywhere from 14 to 30 days and then return it without a fee. Now, you have to pay for the calls you made, but you can return the phone and get out of the contract. But that's not how it works nationwide. So, an industry-sponsored proposal would give new cell phone owners a 30-day grace period to cancel their contracts, and there would be absolutely no penalty. And after that month, early termination charges would be prorated over the life of the contract. So, if you have a fee of $200 and you cancel after 1 day, well, you're going to pay $200. But if you cancel after, 14 months, 12 months, you'd pay $100. And the closer you got to the end of the contract, the less you would pay. Now, this is fair to both the cell phone companies and the consumers. If you're getting something for free, the cell phone, then you ought to have to pay for it. That's what the contracts are all about. But you shouldn't have to keep paying the, you know, a $200 termination fee at day, you know, 35 may be acceptable. But at day, you know, 235, it should be less. That's what it looks like we're all going to agree upon, and that's a wonderful deal. But until we have a nationwide rule, when you're looking at signing a contract, find out if they have these prorated contracts. Some of the companies do. And find out how long they'll allow you to use that phone, return it, and not pay anything. That's very, very important. Okay, now here's a pint-sized problem, and it is a pun. A pint of beer is turning out is not always a pint of beer. Bars and restaurants are now ordering pint-sized glasses that are thicker and have more glass at the bottom, so they look like they're the same size, but they hold 2 ounces less beer. Something to think about when you buy a pint of beer. If it says a pint, it better be a pint. If it says big beer, it can be anything. Something to think about. Hey, do you like Williams-Sonoma or Sur La Table or any of the other cooking stores? Vikings got them. There's a lot of mom and pops out there. Well, look, they're a lot of fun. You can get some great supplies there. Sometimes you can get great prices. But I want to give you a heads up. Almost anywhere in the Bay Area, within 30 miles of where you're listening to this, there will be a restaurant supply store. And if you go to a restaurant supply store, a lot of these items are substantially cheaper. Take a splatter guard that you put on a frying pan. If you go to some of these home cooking shops, you can pay $20 for these. You go into a restaurant supply store and you're talking about getting one for $1.50. So I want you to think about that as we're heading into this recession. If you enjoy cooking at home, you'll save some money. You'll be able to entertain friends. And now, if you buy properly, i.e., wherever the deal is, including Williams-Sonoma, Sur La Table, the mom and pops, Vikings, but don't forget the restaurant supply stores. And here's the other thing restaurant supply stores have going for them. You can find odd stuff there, like napkin dispensers that you see in diners and that type of thing. Anyway, if you're trying to live on a budget, you're trying to cook at home, remember restaurant supply stores. And finally, let's talk about Finney's Friday Free Stuff. To receive a coupon good for one free 32-ounce bottle of Holy Cow, which is an all-purpose, or you can get the glass cleaner, then you need to go online at abc7news.com. And if you want a free ticket to the Alameda County Fair, same thing. Go online to abc7news.com. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for listening. And remember to watch ABC7 News. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.